Here I am with reporter extraordinaire from WFPL News. It's our arts reporter, Erin Keene. Good afternoon, Erin.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good. So what's coming up this weekend? We have the ballet, some choreographers who are dancers and the like.
Yes. So this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the Louisville Ballet stages its annual Choreographers Showcase. This is a really cool program that they do because the company dancers get the opportunity to play choreographer, to pick music, to create a whole new original piece of dance and have it performed by their peers in the company. So professional dancers, working with professional dancers, but on their own new work. I had a chance to see a little preview rehearsal of it last week and saw three of the pieces that are going to be staged. And they really run the gamut from classical to contemporary. One of the choreographers, it's her first time ever doing this, Claire Horrocks, who's a trainee who's on our Big Break program.
Oh, right. Yeah, your show, The Big Break, yeah.
Yeah, but then also Brandon Ragland has two pieces in this year's showcase. Now, his piece from last year's showcase is being expanded and developed. He's working it up basically for a full production in the ballet's mixed rep program in April, Breaking Ground. So this is also, and sometimes they do that, they pull these new works out of the choreographer's showcase. So sometimes it's a chance to see the brand new work before it's going to be developed then and staged in subsequent years.
It's a really great idea to bring those young dancers to the front of the stage as choreographers.
Yeah, and it's great. It's great training for, you know, looking ahead for maybe when they've decided that that their onstage career is coming to a close. Maybe they want to start branching out into artistic direction, into choreography. You know, having this opportunity to stage these productions with the full backing support of the ballet is a really, I think, an integral step in helping these artists continue to develop as artists so that they have a future beyond being on the stage with the Louisville Ballet. Mm-hmm.
So now what's going on in the visual art world this weekend?
The Louisville Visual Art Association moved. I think a lot of folks know that. They used to be headquartered at the Water Tower for something like 32 years. Mm-hmm. They've moved downtown. They're in an interim space. So this isn't a permanent location for them. They're scouting for a permanent building. But in the interim, they're down on at 131 West Main Street. And they have a public gallery called Public. And they're staging their very first show. So that opens Thursday, and there's a reception from 6 to 9 on Thursday, but then it's going to be open for a while. It's an exhibit featuring 15 artists. Some of them are working together. They're using light boxes to create pieces of art that are themed around the idea or the word public.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Public at Public.
Cool. Now will LVAA permanently move to downtown Louisville?
Well, over the summer, I did some reporting on this when they were making their move. They don't know yet where they're going to end up, but Executive Director Shannon Westerman, I remember him talking about downtown, East Downtown, 4th Street around Spalding, all of that kind of, you know, the sort of nexus of the arts organization development right now. So I think they have their eye on sort of a wide cut of downtown, so not necessarily just Main Street. But certainly I would think that a lot of spaces between Kentucky Street and Main Street would be in play.
Okay, we'll have to watch, see what happens there.
Yeah.
And what else? Anything else going on?
Yeah, this is kind of a wild card, but the Squalls Puppeteers, I think a lot of folks have been used to seeing their artistic handmade puppets and puppet shows crop up around town. They've really focused a lot lately on programming for little kids and families, but they are, this is kind of a fun thing. They've worked up a sex education puppet show for that's aimed at middle school and high school audiences, and they're doing a public preview of it, so to speak, at the Rudyard Kipling, Saturday night at 9:30 p.m. So I think the hope is that folks who are supporters of Squalls will come out and take a look and preview it and maybe get some feedback and stuff. You know, maybe folks who are parents or educators might find this interesting, or maybe just folks who kind of want to see how you do a sex ed show with giant puppets.
I'm kind of curious, too. Now, is this something they want to take maybe to area schools? And
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, probably area schools, community outreach programs, that sort of thing. I mean, it is geared at school-aged kids, you know, adolescents and teens.
Well, it's an important topic, and I'm glad there are people taking that topic on.
People and puppets.
And puppets, right. Erin Keene, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Dan.